It's Monday, the 21st of December, and it's a special day. Two reasons it's a special day. It's midsummer. No, it's not. It's midwinter, isn't it? Midsummer seems that long ago. But anyway, it's Midsummer's Day, 21st. Longest night, shortest day. I have to say that when we got up this morning, it was extremely dark. Very, very dark. And there's only in the last 5-10 minutes gained some light in the skies. And that's because the skies are obviously clear, because I can see the edge of a band of cloud in the southern sky. And the light from the approaching sunrise, just bright in the skies, that's all. Just a very bright grey. But it's a lovely morning. It's reasonably calm. There's a bit of a breeze gusting now and again. But it's dry, it's cold. I'm glad I put my fleece on. It is cold indeed. But other than that, it's a fine midsummer. Midwinter day. Better hurry up and get things done, because it'll be dark before I know it. It's also a special day because it's the 35th anniversary of my wife's dad dying. His anniversary. He died on this day 35 years ago when he was only 59. If we had died at the same age, we would be dead going on 7 years. I mean, that's scary. That's scary to think that. I mean, I remember when Andy died, you know, we didn't think he was old, but you didn't, you know, at 59 and we were, what, in our, going on 30, something like that. It did seem, you know, an age that wasn't too severe to die. I mean, that might sound daft, but, you know, these are things that, you know, I remember when my dad was old at 40, when it was his 40th birthday, I remember. And my dad was, in my mind, was 40 for the next 20 or 30 years, I think. You know, whenever they asked me, how old was your dad, I'd say 40. But, oh my, oh, now that's, oh, I'm going to have to get shelter from here. So, anyway, now I've got a different viewpoint in the garden, and Mrs. Blackbird's at my feet. Right, it's because I've come to the feeding area, she thinks I've got some. So when Andy died, oh, it was a terrible tragedy, of course. Yeah. But then as we got older, and you realise that 59 is a young, very young age to die, and even now, approaching 66, we would think that if we died this year, we'd be far, far too young to die. It's too young. So, I've got, of course, a lot of thoughts this morning about Andy. And I know my wife will be, she'll be going up to chapel this morning as usual, but this is a special morning because she'll be going up to, oh, no doubt, pray and speak to her dad. What is it? You'd be just as well coming up and pecking me in the nose if she's right at my feet, looking up. I mean, that's just crazy, like a pet. Do you want to jump up my shoulder and whisper in my ear what you'd like for breakfast this morning? Yeah. Talking about dads, you know, it's funny how we've all got different names for dads. Yeah. When I spoke to my dad, he was Dad, but to anyone else, he was my father. My wife's father was Daddy. Then you have pa. And I'm just talking in the English language at the moment. Well, now she's in the wee feeding box, which is at my ear, about 18 inches from my ear. If I leant forward, my nose would be at her beak. Can you hear her scuffing about in there? That's saying, this is empty, my friend. It's time you put something in it. Yeah, it's funny how we all have different names. And your da, your dad, your daddy, your father, your pa. I'm just playing with words here. That's all. We've been with all. Yes. I miss my father, of course. He died. He was, my dad was 80, was 82 or 84 when he died. A flock of jackdaws flying overhead north. Yeah, but they won't be going far. Yeah. He was 82 or 84 when he died several years ago. That's not a bad age. I mean, maybe slightly morbid to think about your age of dying, but I think if God spared me another 20 years till I was 85, 80, going on 86, I think I'd be quite happy to go then. Although, like previously, when age is perceived to be old, and then realism comes along as you grow in years. Maybe if I was spared to 86, I'd be saying, if God will only spare me till 96. Who knows? I think, and not a worry, but I'll use that expression of, I'll worry about that if and when I do get to 86. Yes. So, a good, I'll get it right this time because I'm consciously thinking about it. A good start to midwinter day. I better go and feed this bird. She is doing everything but scribbling a sign out for me in the grass. Why don't you just jump on my boot? That's how close she is looking up. Okay. Her needs are greater than my needs at the moment. My needs are just to get on with the day, try and keep upbeat, try and keep my thoughts positive. Yes. That's the plan for the day.